Mishnah says in Daf Yudad Amud Beis, Amar Rav Yosi Ma'aseh B'Tinoikis Yarda L'Malas Mayim Min Ayin. There was a woman who went down to get water from the Ayin. V'Nensa, she was Nenas. And the question is, who is the Baal? Is the Baal someone who is Kasher Lakuna or not? Amar Rav Yochai Menuri Rav Anchei Masin Lakuna Arez V'Tinos Lakuna. If there's a Rav, if most people in that city are people that are Kasher Lakuna, then you could assume that she's Kasher Lakuna and she's allowed to get married to a Kayan, but Mashengen, if you don't have a Rav Kshem, if Rav people are Psulim, then she would not be allowed to get married to a Kayan. So Rabbi Kivega over here asks an interesting kasha. He says, it's Masha from the Mishnah, as long as you have a Rav, even a Rav of one person, that would allow her to get married to Nasa Lakuna, she can marry a Kayan. So if, Lamasha, you have 41 people in the city, and 20 people are Psulim Lakuna, 21 people are Ksherim Lakuna, it's like the Big Vega, it's Masha from the Mishnah, then that would be fine. We go by Sarai, we assume that the Baal came from the Rav, which are the Kahanim, and now she would be kosher to marry one of those Kahanim. So, in fact, that doesn't make sense, because if we're allowing her to marry one of those Kahanim, one of those 21, so then that Kohen himself who marries her, he obviously knows that he was not the Baal. He knows that he's not the one who was Baal her, so he shouldn't be part of the Rav, because you have to eliminate him. He knows that it was definitely not him. So if you take him out of the picture, you're only left with 20 Ksherim Lakuna. So it comes out you have 20 Ksherim and 20 Psulim, it's Machzamach, so there is no Rav. So how could she get married Lakuna? How could the Mishnah say that a Rav Anshe'er is enough? The Chayy should need more than a Rav, because you can't count the one who ends up marrying her as part of the Rav, because he himself knows that he is not the Baal. And the Kivay answers, Anachanami, that's what the Mishnah means. Rav Anshe'er means Rav Anshe'er, besides for that one who's going to end up marrying her, so you need to have 21 plus that Kayan who wants to marry her. But if it's just one more, if you only have a Rav of one more than the Psulim, that would not be enough to be Matar Lakuna, because that one knows that he's not part of the Cheshvan, he knows that he's not. He was not Baal her, and therefore that would not be considered a right. As I was like to be Kivager. Now, the Rosh Hashanah here brings up Kivager, and he's Chaylik. He says it's not true. He says even if all you have is 21 and 20, you have one Kayan who's, you have just one more in the group of those that are Kashal Kahuna, still that's good enough to be considered a right, even though the one who's going to marry her knows that he was not the Baal and ended up only having 20. So, like the Rosh Hashanah doesn't make a difference, because when it comes to the din of Holchanach HaRav, called the Parish Mubar Parish, it doesn't need to be that. Well, everyone in the Rav is b'chal the Suffolk. Doesn't need to be that we're misubik about everyone in the Rav. You just need a Rav. As long as you have a Rav, that's good enough. And now we pass him that she's Kshara L'Kahuna. The fact that one of the people in the Rav is definitely not part of the Chajman, definitely not part of the Suffolk, because he knows he wasn't Baal her, that doesn't make a difference. Afal Pichain, you are able to rely on such a Rav. So very, very, you said it's like a machlekes between the Rosh Hashanah and Wikivega. When you holchem achar Rav, does that mean that everyone in the Rav has to be b'chal ha-Suffolk? Everyone could potentially have been the Baal? Or even if one of them is not b'chal ha-Suffolk, even though one of them is definitely not the Baal, because he knows he wasn't, Afal Pichain, being that he's kasher, he could create the Rav and he could be machsher hu l'kahuna. And the Chavad, the Rosh Hashanah is saying, is very difficult to understand, and Svara, it's tamua, how could you make a Rav out of someone if you know that he's for sure not the Baal? At the end of the day, you only have 20 people now that could have been the Baal, and then it's Mechza Mech, so you have 20 Shem, 20 Psulim. It's very difficult to understand how that one person could make a Rav if he's for sure not Bechlal the Suffolk. So it would seem that Rosh Hashanah understands that the din of Holchanach HaRav is not so much a Svara or a Mevar, but it's more of a din, more of a Xenas HaKasav, that when you have a Rav, the din of Tari is your title that came from the Rav, even though in Svara there's really no more reason to assume it came from the Rav, because that one person is not Bechlal the Suffolk. Afal Pichain calls money of a Rav. The din is Yeholchanach HaRav. Mashenken Rabbi Kivega understood it's more of a svara, more of a mevarad, that Rav Tzadim tell us if there are more people here, it's more likely that the Baal came from the Rav, and therefore if one of the people over there is Zichar not the Baal, because he knows he didn't do it, then you have to eliminate him from the Rav, and attack it won't be good, and therefore it won't be considered a Rav unless you have one more than him. Mashenken Lefidar Shash, the mission could be read Kipshuta, even a Rav of one person would be enough to be considered a Rav.